General Conference Committee. Sunnyside, Corranbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 13th, 1900. To the General Conference Committee. Dear brethren, a new board of directors should be formed at Review and Herald of men who give evidence that they will not deviate from the way of righteousness. A change must be made. Things must be so ordered that Christ will be recognized in every movement made. Those who occupy positions on boards or committees should be men who seek the Lord with their whole heart, men who preserve the humility found by seeking counsel from God. All the planning of men will come to nothingness if un-Christ-like attitudes are woven into the work. It is wisdom to place in positions of responsibility and usefulness only those who give full proof of their ability, who show that they are able to fulfill in a proper way their weighty trusts. Positions have been given to young, inexperienced men, which ought to have been given to men who had an experience gained in the early history of the work. Let positions of trust be given to experienced, God-fearing, proved men, men who will bear the message of reproof sent by God. When men trust in men and make flesh their arm, when they show that they know not the voice of Him who is the only source of wisdom and power, let responsibilities be taken from them as soon as possible, and given to men who wait on the Lord, who do not consider their time so valuable that they cannot take part of it for prayer, who will not dare to move without divine counsel. To men and women, God has entrusted gifts and endowments. Those who keep these gifts and endowments pure, holy, and consecrated will be guided by the Holy Spirit. God will be their help and stay, and to Him will they ascribe all the glory. Daniel declared, "Blessed be the name of the Lord forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His. And He changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with Him." Daniel 2, verse 20 to 22. There is no position so lofty that God cannot cut down those occupying it. There is no humiliation so great that God cannot raise up humble men to enjoy the richest blessings. The Lord works to humble human pride in whomever it is found, that men may learn to develop a spirit of true submission to His will. He cannot work with men who counteract His purposes. Those who use their perceptive powers to create an order of things which turns aside God's purposes will lose the powers, which, if exercised aright, would have increased and strengthened. God honors those who seek Him in sincerity, humbling self and exalting Him. But when men will not consent to walk in the counsel of God, their wisdom is removed from them. They become incapable of knowing God and Jesus Christ, whom He hath sent.